I believe that Netanyahu wants peace, but his conditions are so strident and so excessively demanding on the Palestinians that real peace cannot come from them. So therefore, the rhetoric, he can say, I want peace, but the actions he's proposing cannot lead there. That's the problem for the Israelis.
Do you think that the final peace solution can be reached by bilateral negotiations exclusively between Israelis and the Palestinians? Or should somebody from the outside force them, when I say them, I mean Israel, into some compromises? And if we elaborate on that, how do you view the boycott, divestment and sanctions movement that is growing?
The only country at this point that seems to have the ability to influence Israeli action is the United States. That doesn't mean that in the future, boycotts and other actions will not have an impact upon Israel. They are very concerned by what they call international efforts to delegitimize the state of Israel. They view the boycotts, they view the all of the other international actions as part of a delegitimization process. Does it have an influence? It has an influence at this point, but it's so long as the United States gives its support to Israel the way it does, they can withstand those pressures.